Morning, mothers, and happy Mother's Day to you from Versailles Baptist Church, Versailles, Indiana. And we hope that you're having a wonderful day. It's a beautiful day so far, and we hope that it remains that way throughout this day. And you enjoy your time together, maybe with your family, this day. And my name is Pastor Mike Cantrell, and we welcome you to our live video, live stream recorded worship service this morning. And it is a special day in the lives of our mothers and our wives and our ladies who we celebrate this special day. So let's pause and go to the Lord in prayer and thank Him for this beautiful day and for our mothers who we really appreciate. They are a priceless gift to us. Our Father, we thank You for this wonderful day, the day that we gather together on this first day of the week, Sunday, and this being Mother's Day. Lord, we thank You for our mothers, our wives, our ladies, for the added sunshine that they bring to our lives, the special times that we have with them, the memories that we have day by day. And Lord, we thank You for this time together as we worship You in truth and in spirit, that You give us the wisdom and understanding of Your word as we look into it today, as we worship together, as we fellowship together in our homes and wherever we're traveling, and here at the Versailles Baptist Church as we record this service. Lord, we welcome You into our lives this day. We praise You and we thank You. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. My title this morning is Jesus' Compassion for Mothers. And my scripture will be Luke chapter 7, 11 through 17. And this particular passage of scripture, you maybe, I don't know, you probably, if you read through the Bible, through the New Testament in a year's time, you may have come across this passage of scripture, but you may not have heard of many sermons on this particular passage of scripture, but it is pertaining to a widow who had a son who passed away and encountered the presence of Jesus. And in this story, we see Jesus is motivated by compassion and provides healing and brings this young man back to life. So, on this Mother's Day, it is a special day, and it is the most appealing and probably impressive day in the life of every American family. And today we show our gratefulness, and we give our loving tribute to the best loved person in all the world. And who is that? That would be our mothers. Amen. So, when Jesus was dying on the cross, He paused in the midst of His agony to reveal His love and care for His blessed mother. He said to the Apostle John, after He noted His mother, but He called her, "Woman, behold your son." And then He looked at the Apostle John and said, "Behold your mother." And that's John chapter 19, verses 26 and 27. And then when the prophet Isaiah, the great prophet, thought of God, he also thought of his mother, and he said in Isaiah 66, 13, "As one whom his mother comforts, so the Lord comforts his people." So on this day set aside to honor our mothers, we want to look into compassion. Jesus was motivated by passion, and that's something that we need to do every day in our lives, be motivated by compassion, just like Jesus. So as we see in our text today, now, mothers bring compassion into life, and the Christian community certainly needs more compassion. Here, Jesus not only demonstrates His power over death, but his tender compassion for a grieving mother. So, although we don't often hear much about the widow of Nain, her story was even important enough to be included in the Gospel of Luke, and therefore it calls for our attention as well. So, in this wonderful story, and I call it a wonderful story because it is, because Jesus is motivated by compassion for this grieving mother. So, first of all, let's look at the two crowds of people. In verse 11 and 12, I'll be reading these two verses, but at this point in these two passages of scriptures, in Jesus' ministry, the crowds saw him as a prophet. But he is much more than that. The crowd who had been following him in verse 11 will have opportunity to observe that he does much more than just proclaim truth. So follow with me if you have your Bible or your phone, which could have a Bible app on it. Follow along with me as I read verse 11, which says, "Soon afterwards, he went into a city called Nain, and his disciples were going along with him, accompanied by a large crowd." Now, note a large crowd. Luke records this event to reveal Jesus' concern for the woman, especially mothers. And I think this is very appropriate for this day, being Mother's Day, for this passage of Scripture. So, our text states a large crowd went along with Jesus as he traveled, and that would have been southwest of Capernaum to Nain. If you look in the region, you'll see Judea, Jerusalem, you'll see the Dead Sea, the Mediterranean Sea, in this region where Jesus was walking this day. So, Jesus may have been familiar, this territory was familiar to Jesus since Nain was only 10 miles from Nazareth. So Jesus' crowd runs into another crowd, as we see here in verse 12. Follow along with me as I read it as well. "Now as he approached the gate of the city, a dead man was being carried out, the only son of his mother. And she was a widow, and a sizable crowd from the city was with her." So, looking at verse 12 here, as the crowd with Jesus approaches the city, or the city gate, they encounter a widow and a funeral procession, weeping and mourning because of this young man's death. So the woman weeps over the loss of her only child, her son. And she is now alone in a hostile world, leaving her virtually helpless with no family to care for her. Now, notice, as this verse 12 says, that a large crowd was also with the funeral procession carrying the coffin of the dead young man. The funeral was over, and the funeral procession was en route to the place of the burial. So this wonderful story, recorded only by Luke, reveals the dead young man was only the son of the widowed mother. So there on that dusty road outside of Nain, two groups of people met. One was going to the city. If you notice, as I read a few minutes ago, they were rejoicing. Why were they rejoicing? Because they were with Jesus. And the other group was leaving the city, and they were weeping. The group going into the city was rejoicing because they were traveling with Jesus. And the group leaving the city were weeping, knowing nothing about Jesus. So, I want to make a suggestion here that every single one of us are in one of these two crowds right now. We're in one of these two crowds. Either we are traveling with Jesus to the city, or we are traveling without him to the cemetery, just like these two here, these two large groups. So if we're traveling with them to what city are we traveling? Which city are we headed to? To the same one for which Abraham looked. According to Hebrews 11:10, it says, the city which is solid, real, satisfying, eternal city that has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. So, this city for which he longed it for is the only one in eternity. And with the longing in his heart, Abraham could head towards the city of God, rejoicing because of his calling in his life and ours as well. Secondly, we see the two miraculous miracles that's found here in verses 13 through 15. Follow along with me, and I'll be reading verse 13 just in a few seconds. Jesus, first of all, right here in verse 13, immediately recognized the situation and was deeply touched. And he was motivated by compassion for this mother, for this widow. In verse 13, it says, when the Lord saw her, he saw her. He felt compassion for her, and he said to her, and this had to be very comforting to her, and I'm sure that she had heard of Jesus. She may have not met him until this day, but she had heard of Jesus, and he stopped and said, do not weep. The first miracle that we see right here is a miracle of compassion. And it's so important that I say compassion, because Jesus often, throughout the Gospels, when he would see the multitudes and see the situations that they were in, whether it be ill or need healing of some type or even death, in this particular situation, he showed compassion. So our story reveals Jesus as being moved with compassion towards this mother and widow. The broken-hearted mother was now completely alone and seemingly unprotected without a close relative, and that being her son. So Jesus' heart went out. That's called motivation, or being motivated by compassion. And this is a term used numerous of times in the gospel, which shows pity or sympathy, showing internal emotions. So compassion, sympathy, is moved by action. And compassion is your pain in my heart. So it's a quality sadly lacking in our society today. And we need more compassion in our society today. But one, Jesus exemplified constantly, and something that we should be able to model in our lives today. So these are the words he taught us when he said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 4, which is part of the Beatitudes, blessed or happy are they who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Jesus stopped. He told the mother, don't weep. He was bringing her comfort. So one of the keys of happiness is to allow sorrow to penetrate your heart. And I'm sure Jesus' compassion penetrated this mother's heart in such a wonderful way. So in our text here, we see Jesus is moved with deep compassion for the grief-stricken mother. His comforting word, don't cry, reminds us of his care for his own mother, even in the middle of his agony when he was on the cross, as I mentioned a while ago, John chapter 19, verses 25 through 27. So the mother and the crowd in the funeral procession, they stop at Jesus' approach in verse 14, which says, "And he came up and touched the coffin, and bearers came to a halt, and he said, 'Young man, I say to you, arise.'" Another story that we read in the Bible is when he raised Lazarus from the dead. He said, "Lazarus, come forth." And here he tells this young man to rise. So, showing compassion towards the weeping mother, Jesus touched the open casket and said, "Young man, I say to you, arise." This miracle is an example of extraordinary compassion that Jesus demonstrated throughout his ministry to the sick, to the outcast, and to the poor. So in Jesus' compassion for the mother, he restored her dead son to life. What a Mother's Day, right? That would be a wonderful Mother's Day present or gift. And Jesus can do so much more than just emphasize with us or sympathize with us as well. And he turned the would-be funeral into a happy reunion, and when he raised the young man back to life and restored him to his mother. And that's what our scripture says. What a gift that would have been and was for this mother, this widow. And Jesus' authority over death is our hope today for the resurrection of life and for the eternal joy that we have with him and will have with him, not only now, but when we get to heaven. Now, looking at verse 15, the dead son hears the command of Jesus. And the scripture says here, the dead man sat up and began to speak. He was alive. He was well aware of what was going on because he was seeing Jesus face to face. And Jesus gave him back to his mother. There, when you give something to somebody, that's a gift, right? He gave this widow, this mother, the gift of life and her son back. So our sympathetic Savior also gives us help when we need it the most. And that's in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Now, our final point here this morning is we want to look at the two miracles of understandings in verses 16 through 17. Verse 16 indicates that the fear seized all of those who witnessed this event. And I'm sure it would probably get our attention or something like that miraculously happened. It would seize us, or we would probably set up and pay attention and look eventually at what was going on. And it says in verse 16, "Fear gripped them all, and they began glorifying God, saying, 'A great prophet has risen among us, and God has visited his people.'" See, this is a revelation from the Holy Spirit, causing these people to recognize something miraculously happened, and it was a prophet, it was God, who visited the people. So as a result of the miracle, the people were filled and with awe. And it says they praise God. We should praise God every day of our life because God is always providing a miracle in our life of some sort, and we need to just be still and listen and take note of these miraculous things that happen in our life each day and be thankful. So whatever their decision was about, Jesus in verse 17 says they spread it. They talked about it. They went about their day, went on their way spreading the good news. In verse 17 says, "This report concerning him went out over all Judea and all the surrounding districts." So the report spread throughout the surrounding region and even south into Judea. They made public their individual impressions of Jesus. It made an impression on their lives. And Jesus should be making an impression on our lives each day as well. And today being Mother's Day, may we be motivated by compassion and show that to others as well. And go out and tell others about the experience that we have in our own lives in knowing Jesus. So in conclusion this morning, in this message, Jesus' ministry is all about compassion. Jesus impacted the life of this mother because he had compassion for her. He has compassion for you. He has compassion for me. He has compassion for this whole world. So if your mother has taught you or given you an understanding about compassion, carry that legacy on and demonstrate it to others that you meet or that you know. And who knows what miracles God could do through your compassion for someone else in your life. So as we remember mothers, whether your mother is living or going on to be with the Lord, be sure to thank the Lord for the influence of a godly mother in the home, in the church, in your community, or in society, or in this world today. And if you have been blessed with a mother who walked with Christ, offer a special prayer of thanks for that priceless gift, your mother. Let her know how you feel. Let her know you love her. And she is a priceless gift. Our mothers are. Let us pray. Father God, again, we come to your presence thanking you for this special day that we recognize the mothers in our lives, the women in our lives, our wives and ladies who have influenced us and inspired us to be better people, to be better Christians, to be motivated, as our scripture tells us, by compassion, to look out and care for one another, as we see demonstrated in our situation today with this COVID-19. Many people are going to the front line, showing compassion to those who are hurting, those who are ill. And Lord, we pray for healing in all of the people that's been affected by this virus, and whether it be mothers or fathers or children, friends, family. Lord, we know that you're in control of all things. Lord, we praise you and we thank you again for this special day in the celebration of our mothers. And for anyone listening today that doesn't know you personally as their Lord and Savior, Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit would penetrate their heart. Any walls, any barriers will come down, and they see that you are a Lord, a Savior of compassion, and receive you this day. What a special gift that would be to any mother or any family member to seeing a family member come to the Lord this special day. Lord, we thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.